Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 26th of March, and here in Auroville it's mostly sunny on 23 degrees Celsius, and forecast for today says mostly sunny and mainly clear over the night, with temperatures ranging from low of 23 to high of 33, with a heat index on 38 degrees Celsius. Easterly winds at 15 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 26 km per hour. Moon is in first quarter, illuminated on 42%. And here's an excerpt of interview with Susmita by Andrea on accessibility.
Good morning, Susmita.
Good morning, Andrea.
So we are here to share one of the most exciting news regarding the transportation in Auroville to make accessible the transportation for everybody. You have something to share with us this morning.
Oh, yes, thank you. I've been working for more than 1 year about this project with other people. I hope to reach the aim very soon because it's not easy. As in India, there is no accessible bus at all. So we have to create one. So as we are quite concerned about the public transport in Auroville, as there is an increase of motorbike and cars, so we would like to stimulate people to use the public transport. But as we are projecting, we are planning to do that, it's better to follow the accessible code, no? Laws that are everywhere, almost in every country, included in India. And so we have some difficulty because we have to create a bus from nothing.
From a bus that is not for transportation for accessible.
So we have to create a ramp. We are studying. There is an engineer from Italy has been working with us also for months, and so he's doing drawings. And this week we try to find the best solution.
Yeah, the very good news is the funds are available.
Yes,
has been given by one of your friends from Italy, so there are money problem now. It's just a matter of make it happen.
Yeah.
So soon we will have a nice transport bus in Auroville, taking care of all the people that are residing in our beautiful place.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much, Susmita.
This morning, Bogi from AVI Hungary, an active member of the International Zone Coordination Team, visited us and shared with us some thoughts on Hungarian Caravan and International Zone. Good morning, Bogi.
Good morning.
You are prepared and ready to tell us about Hungarian Caravan in International Zone. Otherwise, you are active member of AVI Hungary and also International Zone Coordination Team, correct?
And as well as Hungarian Pavilion Group, which is active within Auroville, because AVI Hungary is active in Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
So
what is Hungarian Caravan?
So I would prefer to start about what is the idea behind Hungarian Pavilion or any pavilion, national pavilions, because I think we have to manifest the national soul, and to manifest it good if there is something physical, material, not projects. Projects are good, but something physical, material is also good to happen. So 3 years ago we made a small garden, and this is my baby. 3 years ago we made a small garden, which is the Hungarian garden. It's really small, like square meter size. We planted a few things inside, but we put some painting on it, and we had the aspiration that is the Hungarian physical something. And now we had a chance to build something. We could bring some money from Hungary, and we went through a lot of process with the International Zone, because we didn't In the Hungarian area, in the Hungarian pavilion area, there is no any infrastructure yet. So people were very reluctant to support us to start the project already before there is no possibility in the actual field to do something. But because we had this aspiration and we had this energy, we wanted to start to do something. So eventually we could make an agreement with Amy and the International House area that as long as the Hungarian pavilion area is not ready, we can park the Hungarian caravan inside. And so it took quite a long time until we get through this process. And in the beginning, we had an idea to build something like a bigger size. Eventually, it became a small size. You saw it, it's like 4 feet by 8 feet.
I'm not good in feet.
Yeah.
But I would say like...
It's 1.2 meter by 2.4 meter. It is openable, the sides we can open, so it can become a small stage, or it can become an opportunity. And the idea is that it is like a picnic. So whenever we need it, we can pull it by human force to the area. And around this, we can make a fire, and we can use it to give us shade. We can put inside the things that we need for an outside activity. And this year we already had an outside activity with this. I think about 60 people were present. And somebody came and they were playing Hungarian music, and we made a Hungarian dinner, a goulash. So it was really a very strong experience. It was on the space of the Hungarian pavilion, so we could really feel it was very strongly affecting. And this time, until now, so the sides are decorated and painted, and until now 25 Hungarian visitors have been painting things on it. And I think this way it's really bring the national soul, awaken the Hungarian soul. And of course, eventually my hope is that it will has an effect back on Hungary, where the political system is not in a good track right now. So.
Today at 4:30 p.m. SAI conference room, the project holder Satya Kamandeva Smith and architects Neil and Supriti invite us at the public presentation of Kalpana Housing Project, where they will share with us the model, the 3D designs, the plans, the concept. Tonight at 7:30 p.m. at Churi Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone, we can hear Chuya Benares, World of Music in Concert, with Roger Hanschel on saxophone, Deobrat Mishra on sitar, and Prashat Mishra on tabla. At the same time, 7:30 p.m. at the Yatra Arts Foundation, we can participate in singing and dancing celebration in Yatra Arts Foundation with joyful songs and chants from all over the world. On Saturday 28 at 7:30 p.m. at Sacred Groves, poetry jam and open mic for open hearts. Tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. at Gallery Square Circle, Kala Kendra, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone, we are invited to inauguration of dancing and pit painting live performance by Catherine Marquette, painter and dance of the soul, which is presented at Kala Kendra in collaboration with Pavilion de France. This year she will dance and paint on a circle room in Kala Kendra, moved by her soul for a unique performance. The painting is the visible track of the movement, and the public will also participate. After the dance, you are invited to stand up and feel the movement in your body as you have touched by it. And we are invited to join them to participate to this joyful experience. On Saturday 28 at 4 p.m. at SAIR Conference Hall, the current youth representative team would like to invite us to a special event. They have formed a team over the last few months as they have worked hard to collect youth concerns from the community through various different activities. This effort was aimed to present youth concerns at the Auroville Retreat. They will present their work completed so far, describe their list of aims for the coming year, and invite us to participation. This event is directed towards individuals from younger generation who are eager to step forward and get involved in Auroville and its bioregion development. As we live in a community which aspires towards youth that never ages, They would like to continue to remain open for anyone interested to join their conversation as silent observer, and then later, if you feel inspired, you may offer your guidance as a mentor. This youth initiative has a huge potential to impact our community positively. So they encourage all concerned youths to join and participate in whatever capacity they feel motivated to. They ask for the rest of the community to welcome their efforts with kindness and support, as parents would do for their children. On Sunday 29th at 5:30 p.m. at Matre Madir Amphitheater, a musical offering, Gratitude, by Russian singing Bells by Vera. And also on Sunday, but at Sauchu Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, between 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and from 2:30 p.m. onward, Orville Tamil Nadu Workshop 2015, where under the auspice of the Tamil Heritage Center and Aravasi Training Center, a workshop will be held on subject, An Hour Began, The Matrix of New Time, Savitri, Book 5, Canto 2. Delegates from Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Orville, proceedings will be mostly in Tamil and partly in English. On March 31st, which is Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. and Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, Matre Madir Gardens presentation. The garden design team presents to the community proposal for the completion of the Matre Madir Gardens. All are welcome to view this PowerPoint presentation and then interact with the design team. And for that reason, the exhibition of proposals for the future Matre Madir Gardens has been extended up to 31st. Models and panels are displayed under the trees outside the Matre Madir office. The exhibition will be open daily from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And here's the word from us. The very good news is this week that the AC has been installed in the main studio. The working environment is now very good since the partition wall done a couple of months ago is totally protecting the sound environment and the room temperature is very pleasant. The final bill for the work is 66,750 rupees and we are looking to cover part of the amount with some generous donations. We are looking for long-term guests, newcomers and or Orovilians to train as radio journalists. The candidate can come by the radio office on ground floor in Town Hall or send a mail to a@orovilleradio.org. And we are also looking for software engineer able to develop an application for iOS and Android. And people passionate on social media who wants to join the radio are welcome to be part of our team in order to share or exchange information, ideas and pictures, videos in virtual communities and networks. Meanwhile, in the coming weeks, we plan to finish the assessment work we had started earlier. Our account number is 251369 and we thank you for your generous support to the Orville Radio. All recordings are available in CD or ready to be copied on your memory stick at the Orville Radio premises in Town Hall opposite to the Financial Service. And let us finish with the cinema at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bharat Nivas. Tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. we will see The Lost Weekend by Billy Wilder. At Ecofilm Club tomorrow at 7 p.m. we will see Fat, Sick and Nearly Dead 2, made in 2014 and directed by Kurt Eckenfer. On Saturday at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso, the French Pavilion presents Once Upon a Forest, a film by Luc Jacquet, director of The March of the Emperor and The Fox and the Child. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight at 8 p.m. we can see drama fantasy history, Sophie's World, made in Norway and Sweden in 1999 by director Eric Gustafsson. On Saturday there was screen international drama, Mutt, made in USA in 2012 by director Jeff Nichols. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. we can see The Little Rascals, comedy romance, made in USA in 1994 by director Panopoulos Ferris. And at 8 p.m. at Cine Club we can see Japanese drama, The Ballad of Narayama, made in Japan in 1958 by director Keisuke Kinoshita. From The Synthesis of Yoga by Sri Aurobindo we read, it is the very nature of the soul or the psyche being to turn toward the divine truth as the sunflower to the sun. It accepts and clings to all that is divine or progressing towards divinity and draw back from all that is a perversion or denial of it, from all that is false and undivine. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.